Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Whiplash Talk. This is Sunshine and I'm so excited to be with you today. It is a beautiful, gorgeous Pacific Northwest day and I am loving it. I want to also just encourage you to be lifting up people around the country. BBS Radio is experiencing some weather conditions, so we're going to stay on the air and we're going to not have any interruptions, and it's going to be fabulous because BBS rocks. I love you, BBS Radio. I love every one of you, and I thank you for all that you do to make this job that I'm doing so easy and so fun. Whiplash Talk is about whiplash. What the freak just happened and why am I going through this? It started back when I had just lost my mother, probably about a year. I'd lost my mother for about a year, not lost. She had transitioned, but at the time I was not as aware as I am now. And she and I know, had previous lives together. I don't know the details, but I just know we are long-term buddies. So she is out there, and I am ready to spend some more time with her whenever our transitions happen again, or whenever this ascension happens, and she's up there, you know, going woohoo. You know, she was kind of like my Thelma and Louise. We're kind of like Thelma and Louise without going over a cliff. We were a lot of fun together. So, yeah. And she had a lead foot. So we could, like I said on previous shows, we've called her Mamacita. Mamacita. And we called her Mommy O Andretti because she liked to drive. She at one time, and when she was in college, her best friend from college was home visiting her parents. And so my grandfather had a company car, and so they snuck out after my grandparents were asleep and quietly opened the garage door and pushed the company car out of the garage and down the alley just a little bit, and then started it up and went out, and my mom proceeded to drop the transmission in the in my grandpa's company car. They pushed it back home, pushed it in the garage, put the garage door down, and went to bed. So anyway, my mom was her daddy's daughter for sure, because he was a little feisty as well. So she was a lot of fun, and kind of a funny pun. She brought a lot of sunshine into my life. So I can't wait for all of you guys to meet her. Some of you probably already have, and it's just exciting. It's just exciting where we're going. For the people dot space. Wow. Oh my goodness. You guys are knocking it out of the park. It is so good. I've been focusing on for the show today, just kind of going back to, you know, Eckhart Tolle's book, the one that I was teaching on for a while, about just staying in the now, you know, don't look at the past, you know, don't go for the drama in the past. Don't look to the future. Don't create the drama. Just where are you now? Be in the now. And live in the now. You know, what is your now? And I've just been really pondering and thinking on that, and working on some notes for today. It's kind of funny when you're in the now and you're trying to prepare for your show. How do you prepare? You don't. It's so funny. You wake up and go, oh, I've got a show today. I really should prepare. And it's really funny because some of the best shows that I've done have just been out of the heart. Just asking source, where do we need to go? What are the people, what do my whiplashers need to hear today? And so I went back to, there's some great posts on since this, but I went back to the forthepeople.space/comms post. And it was the October 14th post. And it was talking about, you know, law of war, and about how the military, the Q military, and the different people are, President Trump, are using words to make record for the law of war records. So, for instance, it talked about when he went before, like when he's gone before Congress, or when he was talking before other places, he's saying, he knows about the Epstein list. He knows about a lot of things, and he's dropping these comms to let them know, I've got your number. And we all know who is, behind this. And if you don't, please reach out. We'll help you get up to speed a little bit. But everything has to be carefully planned out. This is off of For the People. Space. It says, and it's talking about communications, comms through, patriots and through different people out there that are trying to get the word out. And it says everything has been carefully planned out and scripted to go on record, showing every move the White Hats made has been lawful according to the laws of war and etc. When President Trump pretends not to know anything about the Epstein list, for example, this is the law of war records. There must be an outcry for the Epstein tapes from the people themselves. And it points out that it continues to say if President Trump created an investigation all on his own accord, it would make him appear as a tyrant, the only one behind exposing Mossad, the pedophile rings, and deep state Satanists in Senate and Congress, etc. This has to come from the people for lawful reasons. Well, for those of us that are listening to BBS radio and TV on Saturday, there are a lot of us that have the same beliefs, that have the same hearts, that have the same focus. We're going the same place. And we've been told by our friend that there are living libraries out there. And whenever I was speaking with our friend, I asked if the tracks that we're laying down on the radio, are those a part of the living libraries? And he was like, absolutely, they are. So my focus today is when I'm not here, or even when I am here, what am I leaving behind as breadcrumbs for those that are not as far along in this ascension process as others? For when all the disclosure happens about what's going on in the world and the true whiplash happens, I mean, there's some big whiplash coming, guys. We've known about it for years and have been wanting it to be public information, but it hasn't been the right timing. And there's so much going on that I'm seeing. And I'm like, I see you. I see you, my friend. I see your work. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant how you unfolded that. So, I just want to be a part. And the way that I know to be a part right now is I have a voice on BBS radio and the many syndicated radio stations that I'm on. And so if we can, I've always said, if just one person is helped or benefits from whiplash talk, then it was all worth it. It's all worth it. And I reach many. But a lot of times you don't know, you're reaching the numbers, but the numbers don't speak back a lot. And so you just put it out there and you just have to believe. You just have to be in the now and say, today, this is what I'm going to talk about. And I believe that this is what needs to be heard. So I'm for the people dot space forward slash comms, COMMS forward slash. That is where I'm at today. For those of you that are listening to my voice on Whiplash Talk, for the people dot space is one of the best places to go. Just start digging in, go back, go back, go back, and start looking at digging and pulling more stuff out. But today I'm talking about it continues to say in for the people dot space, everything in capital letters and in red, everything President Trump and the White Hat military are doing is based on game theory operations gleaned over decades, along with Living Light quantum intelligence and the Law of War manual. So I've moved to a part of the country. I'm in the United States, and I've moved to a part of the country that does not think, act, vote, believe like where I recently lived. I lived in the Midwest. I was born and raised in the Midwest. And hardworking farmer people, hardworking white collar people, you've got the whole mix. But they tend to be a little bit more on the conservative side. They tend to be a little bit more when their states report in, they're usually red. This state is so true blue that even though we have conservatives, their vote is swayed or covered or wiped out, or I don't want to say wiped out. Their vote does not have a voice because there's a thriving metropolitan area here that is very densely populated that drives the whole state's vote. So this state goes very blue. And in my recent interactions with people, it's just not uncommon to hear negativity. Well, let me back up. It's not uncommon to hear that everybody has rights and everybody has a right to have their own beliefs. But in the same breath, they are absolutely vehemently verbal against a particular leader of our country right now. And so part of me is like, how I know I'm supposed to hold space here. And I know I'm supposed to increase my life force energy. I know I'm called to this area. I know I'm from here for this season. I don't know all the details, but I know I'm where I'm supposed to be. So, what is my purpose? When everything implodes, it would have been a lot more comfortable to have been in my Midwest area. I'm just gonna be honest. It would have been a lot more comfortable, a lot less risky. Would have been kind of the logical place to be. You know, had everything saved up, had, you know, a little extra food, a little extra this, a little extra that, gave it all away. Not gonna move it. And everybody here assumes that you have the same political bent or beliefs that they have, and they just throw out and laugh and cackle about certain things, and you just smile and nod because, you know, you work for someone, you can't be aggressive or abrasive, and nor do I want to be. I don't want to get on their timeline. So, my question to me, and I pose the question to you as well. I've done it before on the show. I'm doing it again. What's our purpose now? What's our purpose now? And what's our purpose to prepare ourselves for when things implode? Because our friend has told us that it's going to happen. He's apologized even and has said, "I'm so sorry." It might get a little tough, but on one of the posts in for the people dot space again, it talked about you know, it's just a hologram. You're on a holodeck, and you know, don't get caught up in, you know, military in the streets and reports of this and reports of that. And, you know, I had somebody send me something the other day that I was like, wow, they're really grasping. considering there was an article that came out about private gardeners have to register their gardens with the government. Like, okay, well, that's interesting. That's going to stir some feathers. But for those of us that know to stay in peace energy, it's like interesting. You just stay in the now. You just interesting. And you're watching a movie. So I keep talking to myself about, okay, I'm in this movie. I changed holodecks. I jumped off of one, but I'm still on one. I just exited stage left, as I said, when I was leaving Oklahoma. Oh, there I was. I was in Oklahoma, guys. Exiting stage left, but as I exited stage left, I entered stage right in the next theater over. And so now I'm on a holodeck. Beautiful place. Beautiful place. Very energetic. Haven't really been able to get out and enjoy it because I was hit pretty hard physically. Still pretty banged up. But my healing is it's here, So it's a beautiful, beautiful place, but there's still a lot of work here that needs to be done. And there are some entrenched there are some entrenchments. I'll just leave it at that. There are some entrenchments here that are not of source. Deeply rooted. And so it'll be interesting to see how this all unfolds. And how is Sunshine, the new girl on the block, going to be the bridge? How am I going to be the bridge? How am I going to be the glass of water filled with a rainbow? How am I going to help? And all I know how to do right now is, I don't have that answer. So all I know how to do right now is work on myself. Go within. Go within. Go within. And make those friendships, make those connections, and just be. So on this, I was thinking this morning about our friend taught us that originally back when this area, I'll leave it at that, was created, it was like a Club Med. And we were taught that, we were to travel about and play and experience and have fun, just be like little seal pups, just let's go over here. Okay, let's go over here. No, I want to be the eagle. Okay, you be the eagle. I'll be the orca, whatever. And flying around and having fun and joking with my friends that I'm a flying dinosaur that farts rainbow flower petals everywhere. So I'm still going to hold on to that. But that is where we are going back to as this ensuing process is in full force taking back what is ours. But taking back what is ours is, it's a battle. And we're not seeing a lot of it because a lot of it is behind the scenes, dark web, military underground, dumbs, a lot of stuff going on at Gitmo that is being recorded, I'm sure, but has not been released. And there are many things that we as tender-hearted people would want to shelter ourselves from, to be honest. I really don't want to, how do I word this? I am very, very humbled that our friend is doing the heavy lifting with the military and has a means of helping our military afterwards to help them heal and to forget things they've seen, done, heard. even victims of things that have happened. Also thankful for that. So I don't want to get into the downer of everything, because where we're going is so beautiful and so lovely. And for the people.space, continue to say, the White Hats have been working overtime to give the Anons, Patriots, Digital Soldiers, MAGA, and anyone paying attention, all in capital letters, comms. Brilliant, beautiful, uplifting, important comms. Even Kirill Dmitriev in Russia is giving comms. Putin is giving comms. President Trump, Kash Patel, Dan Scavino. Almost all the most important public white hats are giving comms. Very easy to comprehend comms for people to get excited and know what's really happening. The storm has exploded, and everything we've been waiting years for is unfolding now. And it talked about this was a comm, or this was a comm. Well, it was a comm. This was written on October 14th, and it's kind of focusing on and around Charlie Kirk and the visual that was shown. And it talks about Charles James Kirk acted as a turning point in the movie, playing a very important role. And so if you take yourself out of what the media is saying and put yourself in your favorite movie, whatever it might be, go to where in that movie there was the turning point, where you, whoa, wow, didn't see that coming, or I love the way that's ending. I love how that's, oh, look, they got together. Yay. What is the turning point in the movie that you like, that you enjoy? And so kind of wrap your head around what a turning point is in a movie. They all have them. And then for the people.space continues to go on and say, watching ex-military, podcasters, people with large platforms, and patriots speaking out with the intent to find dirt on Charlie Kirk, destroy his character, and all he worked for has been disappointing. It's been so disappointing. And it goes on to say there may be a few major things revealed in time concerning the Turning Point nonprofit organization and its new CEO that Charlie Kirk had become aware of and was in the process of researching himself. Dark infiltration in large companies to destroy powerful movements benefiting the people is common. His reveal could have led to his death by those involved in harming his organization and the world. That's not uncommon, sadly, in big corporate situations. That does happen. And so I was just going through this, and I thought, it's very, very interesting how all of the comms, it's even talking about the comms of the pictures of Erica Kirk, and about the very four noticeable rings that she wore on four fingers on the left, and that she has four fing that she has, the four rings, and it goes down to the Q drop 444. And that was a December 23rd, 2017 Q drop, and it's showing many different military members. It appears to show assets, it says, from a number of countries collaborating in a military operation. And then for the people.space continues to say, we know now through Q the Stormwriter that the Communist Party and others are being looked at in association with the Charlie Kirk event. I'm going to go off on a little bit of a rabbit trail here. Hang with me, because that transitions into where I wanted to go with a couple of things that I see going on that so many people are unaware of. But it's right in the Midwest. And I already said Oklahoma, so I'll go ahead and say I was in Oklahoma. So, on a previous show that I did on Being Inspired with Q, I asked the question because it came up about China and it came up about the CCP. And he kind of opened the door and I asked the question, I'm like, are we already under CCP control? And I don't remember his exact words, but it was very close to very, very, very close, but no. And they're working on it, kind of. That was what I remember from that conversation. And I'm like, oh, interesting. Okay. And so I've had how do I word this? In Oklahoma, you have a lot of farmers, ranchers, farmers. Back in the day when I born and raised in Texas, farming, you grew food to feed America. America. Wheat, beets, potatoes, onions, corn. And then all of a sudden, corporate farming came in. And I want to say it was in the early 80s. It may have been the late 70s, but early 80s. There was a big farmer convergence in DC. All the farmers from all over the country drove their tractors. If you know how slow tractors go, we're not talking the new fancy ones that are, millions of dollars. We're talking the John Deeres that you're, putt, putt, putting along. The older ones, 80s. We're not talking the newfangled ones here. Some of which didn't have air conditioning or, enclosed. They were open. They were in the air. So if it was raining, they were getting wet. If it was, sunshiny hot, they're getting hot. If it's cold, they're cold. So farmers from all over the country drove their tractors to Washington, D.C. to protest corporate farming taking over their farms because they were able to come in. They were government backed. Hello. And they were coming in and paying dollars that nobody else could pay to farmers that were not making enough money to support their families or barely making enough money to get by. And so they would pay high dollar. And the farmer and the farmer's wife would look at each other and go, our children have no desire to be farmers because we can't even support ourselves. We can't put them through school. We can't put them through college. We can't do whatever. They love the land. They would like to farm the land, but they can't support a family. And so there were a lot of, more mature farmers and their wives thinking, we need to sell. And then lo and behold, look, here comes this beautiful offer with it's like, wow, the land's worth more than anybody else would pay me for it. And I can at least retire and then give some to the children. So, most of the farmland in Oklahoma, not most, a lot of the farmland in Oklahoma is being bought for way over what American farming families could pay. Or get financed for at a bank that is in like the AG business of loaning loans to farmers, ranchers. And like I said, farmers' children don't want to work so hard to struggle financially their entire lives. So the farming legacy started crumbling late 70s, early 80s, when all of our food we started sending overseas, and the wheat prices fell through the floor. And you pay more for your seed at the beginning of the year than you reap at the end of the year. Even if you have a bumper crop, you still barely make a profit if you made a profit. So it was a total government snafu, It was sad. And so the farming legacy has really ended, and it's now all corporate farming except for the little people, I don't mean it that way. The small boutique farms. You know, I'm going to raise vegetables for my family and I'll sell the rest at farmers market or online. I'm going to raise beef, pork, chicken, whatever it is that they decide to raise as a protein source if they so choose to do that. And they will feed their families and then they will support their families by selling the excess to other people. So there are those people that are starting to get back to getting into the land, getting on the land, loving the land, nurturing the land, giving back to the land, and then the land giving back to them. There's something beautiful about farming. There's something beautiful about ranching that has really been stolen from the American people. And I can't speak for other countries. I'm sorry. I'm sure it's going on everywhere. I would guess it is. But I can speak for farming because it did impact my family. I was actually born to a farmer and his wife, my mom. So the farming legacy has ended and the land is sold. And now there is prime grow food for Americans farmland that is massively owned by the CCP that has young military-aged men on the land right in the middle of the United States of America. Think about that. Large, huge chunks of land that have not families, young military-aged men on the land. Some of which I've heard in my communications with J.J. Carroll, who is the retired Border Patrol agent. Had a couple of interviews with him previously. You can go get them on my shows with Whiplash Talk. But in speaking with J.J. Carroll, it appears they are not growing food for sustenance. It appears that they are doing recon, kind of getting into the community, learning the community, learning the roads, learning the highways, learning the back roads, learning the land, and some of which I think they are where they're allowed to do it. I won't say investor, as it is said, permanently ruin the land, treat it to where it will never be fertile again. So he's damaging our planet. He's harming our planet, not nurturing it and feeding it and loving it as the land that it's supposed to be. So I'm assuming all of this is to make sure he carries out his plan to eliminate all of the worthless eaters. It just goes in line with that whole plan. So I put this out there to you guys. Yes, I've said names. Yes, I've said entities. And I put this out there to you. How do you, why, first of all, how did it make you feel to hear that a lot of our prime farmland is no longer owned by farmers, but it's owned by country? And secondly, what do you think the purpose is of them buying farmland in the middle of the United States? I just want to say, you know, there's a lot going on behind the scenes that we don't know about. I only know about this little bitty pocket of stuff. And there's so much going on that we don't know about that the White Hat Q military and the Q team know everything that is going to happen so long ago to write the Q drops that are now proving to be incredibly active, accurate, and poignant. And so in that, I think I don't know if we lost power or not, or if you guys lost me, but I am still working on a recording here, just in case. And if We have power back. BBS, let me know. I would like to take about a 2-minute break and play my music, and we will be right back and we'll pick up where we left off. Welcome back, everyone. This is Sunshine with Whiplash Talk. I am excited to have you back with me. Just needed a little bit of a break there to make sure everything was going smoothly. We're talking about laying down track and laying down information that will be helpful in the future. That's why radio is so beautiful. That's why broadcasting is so beautiful and so dangerous. Because if you're mainstream media and you were used in a wicked manner to manipulate and control people, that's a very evil, wicked way to use broadcasting. But it's a beautiful way to use broadcasting if you can use it to say truth and instill love and peace and hope, all while still talking about things that are going on in the world, but we're taking it back. One thing I wanted to do real quick before I forget, because I do that, there's a command that I do a lot. When I'm thinking about planet Earth and about the spirit of planet Earth, there's been a lot of damage, a lot of hurt, a lot of harm imposed. And so I remember Q telling us that we can command prime creation to help heal planet Earth. So I just encourage you guys, use your own words. I command prime creation to balance and heal planet Earth. I command prime creation to balance and heal and support planet Earth. However you decide to do your commands, there's a lot of times I'll just like for my spirit, why couldn't we do what? Sometimes I'll just command my spirit to have a beautiful, lovely, wonderful day. Because dang, my spirit has to work. It has to work overtime to take care of me because sometimes, my wings are on fire. So why not command planet Earth to have a beautiful, lovely, wonderful, healthy day? Just encourage. So speak to your spirit. Get to know your spirit intimately. Get to know planet Earth's spirit intimately. The more of us that are loving on planet Earth, the faster planet Earth ascends with us. So I didn't want to forget to say that. Oh my goodness. Okay, well, I guess let's just continue. It talks about on, just in case you guys lost me a little bit, for the people dot space forward slash comms, it talks about the truth is stranger than fiction. And that made me laugh because it is incredibly strange. And it continues to say, this is what humanity will eventually discover, dot, dot, dot. And it says, every timeline, and then the next word is all in capital letters, had been under control off planet by off planet beings that oversee this matrix. If you live in your heart, doing exactly what you love, surround yourself with people who inspire and cherish you, and hold a celebration in your heart every day, you live outside of the matrix and they can't easily touch you or control you. However, if you're a 9-to-5er that hates their job, hates their life, focuses on all the problems, and lives angry in a relationship you don't want to be in, trapped by a family you never wanted, for example, the matrix has you. Those are some hard words to hear for people. I kept telling you guys, that man, my previous job was eating me alive, and finally I had to make the jump. And it was tough, and it would not have been done without a lot of support and love and people holding space for me as I transitioned. So, if you are that 9-to-5er that hates your job, hates your life, focuses on all the problems, and lives angry in a relationship you don't want to be in, trapped by a family you never wanted, for example, the matrix has you, but you are in control of you. So, what is your heart saying? I command my spirit to interpret what my heart is saying, feeling, knowing. I command my spirit to interpret what my heart is saying, feeling, knowing. I command my spirit to interpret what my heart is saying, feeling, knowing. What is your heart saying? What is your heart saying? Be still, go within, listen to your heart. It continues to say, the aliens have programmed everything. From who specific family members will be, where you're born, who enters your life, who exists, certain traumas, and when you'll die, etc. Everything was, in capital letters, a movie. They, in capital letters, scripted for you to steal your energy through the ups and downs of, quote, life. Whether you're happy or sad, they'll siphon that energy from you to live on. Well, doesn't that just suck? Happy or sad? Not just sad. Happy. Like, what the freak? So it goes on to say in parentheses in red font, neutral and peaceful are energies they cannot live on. So those energies protect you, close parentheses. You have got to learn to go within. You've got to learn to live out of your heart center, to be in peace. And that doesn't mean that you can't interact with people. It just means you have to learn how to protect your peaceful energy, your neutral state. I said a couple of shows ago, I believe I shared that I have to shrink wrap a lot more here. Oh, I should probably explain that. I command my spirit to shrink wrap my auric field, AURIC, auric field close to my body now. And then, shrink wrap it close to me. Don't be out there shining like a beacon. Come on, sunshine, rein it in, that kind of thing. So I command my spirit to shrink wrap my auric field close to my body now. Don't be broadcasting. Here I come. I'm a beacon of light. If you're going to be in a group of people that are not people or could possibly be people that could be what I would call like energy vampires, shrink wrap yourself. And sometimes I've laughed with friends. Sometimes you kind of get in a situation and you can't do your three commands. I'm, ho, ho, ho. It's like sometimes you just go, shh, 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 command my spirit, quick, because you end up in a situation. Like my first day at work, there was a lady that came. She hugged me before I even knew what happened. I'm like, I don't even know her. Guess I talk about sunshine coming to join work. And they told them about me, and the next thing I've got this person hugging me that I don't even know, and I'm like, oh my, yeah, I need to shrink wrap before I go to work. Yeah, I need to do that. So that was about at 148 BBS, where we can get that. So sunshine is really working hard on the neutral and peaceful energies, because I do not want to go feeding anybody anything. They can go suck wind. They're not going to feed off of me. So it goes on to say here in for the people dot space forward slash comms, COMMS. This is why a very wise and well-versed astrologer can tell you everything that's going to happen to you in your life with uncanny accuracy. And I have never really understood astrology to that point, and so I'm kind of glad I don't. But it is uncanny on some of the things. You're like, wow, how'd they know that? It goes on and says the aliens forward slash Galactic Federation, who were supposed to be there protecting us, hello, have corded and corded you to specific planets that pull your strings according to the day and time you were born. Everything goes through a Saturn return around the age of 28 to 29 to become traumatized and jaded, and again around 49 to 52 to attempt to make you give up. It's an alien script, and you're an unknowing actor, all capital letters, if you live in the mind and follow the tell a vision programming machine. Get your jab, take your Tylenol for pain, work three jobs to make ends meet, get your degree at university, pay your taxes, wear your sunscreen, change your gender, and support the woke community and illegal aliens, or you're racist. I mean, that goes back to that whole mainstream media thing, guys. Controlling humanity like robots goes totally against the code of ethics of the light and of existence. But the dark never abide by any code of ethics. They do whatever they want. Continuing with what for the people dot space has said, I want to give them full credit for this. What the white hats have done is so miraculous, it's difficult to comprehend. They broke into the alien matrix and took over the time machine and most of the timelines in the deep state dark force movies. It's like breaking into a movie studio and confiscating all the movie reels and rewriting every script, editing out the bad guys in each film, along with the blood and guts and gore and satanic stuff, and then writing in winning, lots and lots of white hat winning, lots of peace, prosperity, love, and happiness for people of light, and lots of evacuations of the dark for the public to watch. They close it with this. We are now watching a white hat movie. The white hats rewrote everything so we could enjoy the way the movie turns out. the dark forces had written a movie of complete and utter devastation and annihilation of humanity, with only a few slaves remaining to serve the demon masters. Amazing, amazing, amazing work for the people.space. I, for one, am so grateful that these brave people have these brave white hat team, we'll put it at that, has done this work. And I encourage you to be uplifted and to know with the stuff that's been written since this from October 14th, it's happening, you guys. It's happening. We're doing this. And your part in this right now is to work on yourself. Go within, be prepared, do your work, live from your heart center, and be ready for how we are to be used to help people after everything is exposed. And then for those that are, for those that are still here, and then when we ascend, go be a playful seal pup. Enjoy life. Maybe be a selkie. Be a sea otter. Go be an orca. Go be an eagle. Go be a horse. Go play. Go be a flying dinosaur. Go be a flying dragon. Arr, that'd be great. So, ascension is upon us. And keep increasing your life force energy. Fill yourself up to the brim to overflowing. I command my spirit to increase my life force energy. I command my spirit to increase my life force energy. I command my spirit to increase my life force energy. 3, 2, 1. Now. Feel it going into every cell of your being, every nook and cranny. 100%, 100%. So, guys, I just want to encourage you to, even though there's a lot of stuff going on, and even though it's going to get to the point to where things are going to look scary, it's all on a holodeck. Just stay in your heart center and you're going to be just fine. I love you all so very much. Thank you for being with me this week. I will be back next week, same time, same bat channel on bbsradio.com. Whiplash Talk at 1 p.m. Pacific time. I love you all so much. Have a beautiful, beautiful week. Bye for now.